This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating patient's name is Rodney Chaston, C-H-A-S-T-O-N, Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. Date of birth? 2/9/1948. Date of service is 11/7/2025. Mr. Chaston is a very pleasant 77-year-old male with a history of myasthenia gravis, history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of COPD, history of congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, and chronic kidney disease. Presented to the emergency room after he had an unresponsive episode. He was brought to the emergency room by EMS. Patient was in the wheelchair going to the bathroom and he felt lightheaded and felt like he was not able to stand up. He fell and lost consciousness. Patient does express fecal and urinary incontinence during the episode. Patient does complaints of being lightheaded. He was unresponsive for about 1 to 2 minutes. Patient also had some tonic-clonic activity. Patient denies any complaints of headache, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denied any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Patient was seen in the ER. CT head showed chronic senescent changes with no acute process. Right corona radiator / internal capsule, old lacunar infarct was seen. CT of the abdomen showed fat stranding surrounding the proximal sigmoid colon, surrounding multiple diverticula, could relate to chronic infiltration versus acute diverticulitis. No focal fluid collection was seen. No free intraperitoneal air to suggest microperforation. Age indeterminate compression deformity involving L1 vertebral body was seen. No aneurysmal dilatation of the aorta. Patient was started on Rocephin and Flagyl. Neurology was consulted. EEG was ordered. Patient was given some gentle IV hydration. Lisinopril was held because of blood pressure being low. Was continued on his other medications. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was seen by neurology in consultation, who did not feel that it was a seizure activity. No focal neurological symptoms were present. Patient has had decreased PO intake due to some diarrhea. Echocardiogram was normal. No further testing was recommended. Chest X-ray was unremarkable. Continue home medications for myasthenia. Continue loperamide for diarrhea. Physical and occupational therapy was recommended. Patient was also seen by cardiology. Echocardiogram was done, which was unremarkable, with normal ejection fraction of 60 to 65%. No significant valvular disease was seen. Patient was otherwise doing good. All about patient with cardiology. Medical management was recommended. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, does complaints of weakness as well as shortness of breath with any exertion. No other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, congestive heart failure, diabetes mellitus, COPD, history of myasthenia gravis, chronic kidney disease, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history. Unremarkable. Social history. Unknown. Alcohol, none. Allergies to iodine and iodinated contrast. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, there's history of coronary atherosclerosis, history of congestive heart failure, history of syncope, hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath at rest, there's complaints of shortness of breath with exertion, history of COPD and deconditioning. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied to urinary, history of BPH, no history of kidney stones. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of muscle weakness, history of neurological. He does have history of myasthenia gravis, history of old lacunar infarct, generalized weakness, and anxiety. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, pupils were equal non-reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart resonance 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, no organomegaly, extremities, no... No edema, pulses bilaterally symmetrical, neurological examination was grossly intact, impression, number one, syncope, number two, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next, deconditioning, next, history of myasthenia gravis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next congestive heart failure, next COPD, next DJD, next chronic kidney disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, We'll consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage him to eat better, drink enough fluids, work with physical therapy. We'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Rodney Chaston, C-H-A-S-T-O-N, Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. Date of birth is 2/9/1948. Date of service is 11/12/2025. Mr. Chaston is seen in his room today at the request of the nurse, since the patient has been asking of some discomfort and swelling in the right elbow posteriorly. He denies any complaints of any trauma or fall. He states that he does kneel on his elbow to change position and getting up has caused some irritation. He has had olecranon bursitis and has had fluid drained from the elbow. He states that the fluid has increased and he wants it to be drained. He denies any complaints of any pain. He denies any redness. He denies any other symptoms or complaints. Denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Right elbow, there is fluctuant swelling of posteriorly. Consistent with olecranon bursitis. Impression, number one, right elbow, olecranon bursitis. Next, history of myasthenia gravis, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next COPD, next DJD, next chronic kidney disease, next history of CHF, next anxiety, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient discuss with patient about his symptoms after obtaining consent from the patient. Right elbow, bursa was drained, skin was cleaned with betadine and alcohol using sterile techniques and aseptic conditions, and a needle was introduced posteriorly. Bloody fluid was drained from the right elbow, 15 cc of fluid was drained, pressure dressing was applied, patient tolerated the procedure well, no bleeding was present, patient was feeling better. He was advised to continue current medications, advised to avoid irritating the elbow so that the fluid doesn't reaccumulate. We'll continue other medications, we'll monitor his progress, he'll continue to work with physical and occupational therapy, he'll call the office or let the nurses know if he has any other symptoms or complaints, period. Next patient is Larry Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth is 12/29/1947. Date of service is 11/11/2025. Mr. Stewart is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. His wife is also present. He states that he is doing better. He does complaints of pain. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He does complaints of pain when he moves his legs. He has been working with physical therapy and feeling better. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Impression, number one, left intertrochanteric slash subtrochanteric proximal femur fracture, status post ORIF, next history of fall, next history of CAD, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next history of CVA, next history of dementia, next GERD, next DJD, next history of sleep apnea. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms, explain to him that he should take Tylenol on a regular basis. Subsequently, if he has more pain, he will take tramadol. If the tramadol does not relieve the pain, then may consider Dilaudid, but we'll try to minimize and wean the Dilaudid off. He seems to be doing better. We'll work on his physical therapy, continue to gain his strength. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Opal Mekhan, M-C-H-A-N, Opal, O-P-A-L, date of birth is 7-8-1935, date of service is 11-11-2025. Ms. Mekhan is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She seems to be stable. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. Her family has been concerned about her hemoglobin and want RNS injection. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal swelling, both lower extremities. Impression, number one, anemia. Next, history of cellulitis improved. Next, history of CAD. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of CHF, next, atrial fibrillation, next, degenerative joint disease. Next, anxiety. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll have blood work done. Her last hemoglobin in the ER was 9.1. We'll repeat CBC. We'll check his her BMP also. If her hemoglobin is lower than 10, she gets RNS injection, which could be reinstituted. She has not opted to have further workup for the anemia, including EGD/colonoscopy. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Patricia Kozma, K-O-Z-M-A, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth is 12-24-1950. Date of service is 11-11-2025. Ms. Kozma is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing better, does complaints of pain. She states that she was taking Neurontin 3 times a day prior to her admission, but it was decreased. She wanted to go back on the 3 times a day, feels that that might help her pain better also. She has been requiring significant pain medications. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, left tibial fracture. Status post-ORIF. Next, history of fall. Next, hypertension. Next, history of asthma. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, chronic back pain. Next, DJD. Next, history of cervical spine fusion. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll increase her dose of the Neurontin. We'll continue other pain medications. We'll try to monitor her progress. Continue to work with PTOT. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Hollenbeck, H-O-L-L-E-N-B-E-C-K, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 8-8-1942. Date of service is 11-11-2025. Mr. Hollenbeck is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He seems to be doing somewhat better. He does complaints of some weakness, but overall has been eating better, has been working with therapy. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Generalized weakness, next hyponatremia, next hypomagnesemia, next history of congestive heart failure, next severe aortic stenosis, status post TAVR, next history of coronary artery disease, next chronic atrial fibrillation, next history of Torsade, status post ICD, next history of chronic anemia, next type 2 diabetes mellitus, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next DJD. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing somewhat better. Encourage him to eat better. Continue to work with PTOT. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. His proton are being monitored and his coumadin dose adjusted accordingly. We'll continue to monitor the same. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaint, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Thomas Eldredge, E-L-D-R-E-D-G-E, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth, age 12/31/1941, date of service is 11/11/2025. Mr. Eldredge is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he's doing better, his swelling has improved, his sugars have been fluctuating high, he denies any complaints of chest pain, he denies any shortness of breath, he denies any palpitations, he denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS 2 was audible, systolic murmur was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities 1 to 2 plus spitting edema, both lower extremities improved from before. Impression, number 1, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next congestive heart failure, next history of lower extremity swelling, next history of moderate aortic stenosis, next history of mitral and tricuspid leakage, next chronic kidney disease, next history of CVA, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next morbid obesity. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better. We'll check routine labs. His medications were adjusted. He is on Trulicity. We'll increase the dose to 3 milligrams. Encourage him to eat better, make better choices, avoid too much of sweets and carbs. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.